Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And of course, this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for joining me this evening. It's always great to have you in the listening audience. You never know who we're going to be talking to on Visible by Numbers. Some shows we just talk about numerology, and other shows we talk to fellow kindred spirits. So I really encourage you to check out the past archive shows with guests such as Neil Donald Walsh, Lisa Williams, John Holland, Michelle White Dove, Joseph Tittle, Chip Coffey, even the crew of Ghost Adventures. So you can check out the archives. All you got to do is go to the front page of BBS Radio, and you find Visible by Numbers in the drop-down list, and just click on that, and it'll take you right to where you can get to the archives. And, you know, truly, we got some really great archives, some really wonderful past guests. I really encourage you to check them out. And before I get to my guest this evening, I just want to go over a few little things having to do with business here. Number one, if you go to the Visible by Numbers page, you're going to see a request for prayers and donations. And this is a benefit that's really kind of near and dear to my heart because it has to do with my cousin Sheila. And recently she was diagnosed with melanoma of the eye, and unfortunately they had to remove her eye as part of the cancer treatment. And you know how insurance is. It didn't cover half the cost of the treatment, but it also will not cover the prosthetic eye. And, you know, that's really it's a hard enough blow, I think, to lose your sight, to lose your eye, but then not even to get a replacement. So in situations like this, I just really feel that if we all can do just a little bit, it can help one person, make a huge difference in one person's life. So first and foremost, you know, send some prayers to Sheila and her family for healing. And secondly, if you can possibly make a donation, you'll find the address there, and I'm sure that the family and myself would truly appreciate that. So that information is right on the Visible by Numbers page, the address, and anything else you want to know. I also want to make mention of a couple of upcoming events for myself. On September 14th, I'm going to be doing a talk at the Lancaster Women of Intention, and this is going to be a talk on numerology. I'm going to be discussing it, doing some readings and whatnot for the list to people in the audience. You can find out more about that if you happen to live in the Lancaster area, the Harrisburg area, the southeastern PA area. You can find more about that on VickiFoxProductions.com, and that information is also on the Visible by Numbers page. Also, I'm going to be at the second annual Joy Retreat on Light on the Hill in Van Etten, New York, October 8th through the 11th, and you can get the link to that. Check it out. There's some amazing light workers that are going to be there at that event, and it kind of looks like a really wonderful weekend. I'm very much looking forward to that. So that's also on the Visible by Numbers page. And really quick, just before I get to Ricky, and she's probably falling asleep on me by now, but anyhow, I do want to just go over a few of the upcoming guests for the show, okay? First and foremost, last week we had, our guest was Lawrence Joseph, and he was the author of Apocalypse 2012. And the day that he did our show, actually this huge article came out in New York Times about his book, about his work, and so that might be a really fascinating show for you to check out the archives for. I wanted to mention that. Upcoming next week, I'm going to be doing numerology readings. I'm going to be teaching a little bit about numerology for the listening audience. So anyone that would like a reading from me on that particular show, by all means, email me. And we can even like specifically set it up so you can get a reading on air. I want to point out that September 6th, we've got medium Mark Anthony, and he's the psychic lawyer. And I'm bringing him back by popular demand. Everybody loved his last appearance on the show, so I'm really excited to have Mark back. He's a wonderful guy. Happy to have him. Also, September 13th, we have Shelley Duffy, and she's also a psychic medium. And she's recommended on the JVP, James Von Prague, recommended medium pages. So she comes with really high recommendations. So it's her first time on the show. Very excited about her being with us. And on September 20th, I'm bringing back John Davis. He's an amazing healer. And some of our listeners had some profound healing by calling in and connecting with John on that show. So because of that, I really wanted to bring him back as well. So, you know, you can keep abreast of all the guests on Visible by Numbers by following the pages on BBS and certainly on my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com. Okay, well, let's get to Ricky before she just decides to, you know, fall asleep and, you know, check out for the rest of the evening. My guest this evening is Ricky Friedman, and she's a Reiki master, teacher, and a physical therapist. And for over a decade, she has been, you know, working in, you know, complementary healing, combining it with traditional healthcare. Her expertise spans across many aspects of the healthcare landscape, particularly pain and stress management, as well as the reduction of addictive behaviors, anxiety, and sleep issues. Her specialty and, I will say, gift, Reiki by Ricky, a gentle touch, deep healing, balancing sessions. It's just some of her many tools. She also teaches all levels of Reiki classes, including Reiki for healthcare professionals, Reiki for kids. She's an active member of the Integrative Medicine Committee of Hershey Medical Center. She teaches Reiki to many nurses and nursing students in Harrisburg. She creates and conducts numerous workshops, including Introduction to Reiki, Stress Management, The Power of Positive Attitude, From Grief to Gratitude, Choosing Peace in Challenging Times, and Chakra Healing and Balancing. It is, you know, her website, I've got to direct you there. It's ReikiByRicky.com. It's ReikiByRicky.com. So by all means, hop on over there and check out her website while we're talking. Because, you know, right now I'm going to bring Ricky onto the show. So, honey, are you still there?
I'm still here and happy to be here. Thank you, Allison.
Wonderful. I do want to point out, because a lot of our listeners, you know, where can they actually get a hold of you? But I just want to point out and give a shout out to AltaView Wellness Center, which is located in the Harrisburg area. And they have a website that is Alta, A-L-T-A, View, wellness.com. And that's where Reiki does, I knew I was going to, trying to say Reiki by Ricky, I was going to get that all twisted. We knew that in advance, but this is where Ricky does a lot of her Reiki treatments, but they also offer all kinds of other things there, acupuncture, herbal remedies, Swedish massage, yoga, everything is, you know, they have a lot of wonderful healing touch that goes on there. So I do want to give a shout out to AltaView Wellness Center where Ricky practices. It's a great place, right, Ricky?
It is a wonderful place, and I'm actually celebrating my one-year anniversary here, and it's been a beautiful experience for me and a wonderful blend of practitioners here. We complement and support each other very well.
Wonderful.
A lot of the clients come from one service to the next because they really enjoy it.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't blame them, and I do want to tell our listeners that, you know, Ricky wanted me to have a personal Reiki session with her prior to coming on the radio show. And I understood her reasoning because, you know, when you're talking about someone being a healer, sometimes it's kind of, it makes it even more so important to actually experience that person. And so Ricky came to my house and she set up her table and she did the full spectrum, the Reiki session on me. And I have to say, you know, I found it to be a rather profound session. I literally, my body felt at various different points, energy flowing through my bodies. At some point it felt like this major shot of electricity that went down from my crown chakra right down to my root chakra. There were points where Ricky wasn't even touching me, but I felt as though there were hands on me in other places. Certainly wherever she touched me, long after she moved her hands, I could still feel the energy coming in at those points. And I'm going to say to everyone, yes, I'm a numerologist. Yes, I've been around psychics and mediums and healers for many, many years. But I am pretty much a skeptic about a lot of different things. And so for me, it's always so gratifying to really, you know, say with 100% confidence that you, my dear, are a very profound, powerful healer, because I really, really experienced that in our session together, and I can't thank you enough for sharing that with me.
Thank you. And it really is so important to share that personal contact with Reiki, because understanding it with words is one thing, but experiencing the energy is really how you get to know it. So that's why that was so important to me, and I thank you for allowing me that privilege.
Well, it was my pleasure. I myself am a Reiki master, but as I told you when we were talking, that was a personal journey of mine. It was that I wanted to focus on one healing modality, and I wanted to bring it into my tools of what I do with numerology, so that if I get a client, or if there's somebody that needs, you know, to send me to send them some Reiki, or perhaps for family members, animals, myself, mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to experience and learn about one particular modality, which is Reiki. So I went through the whole process, and I will say that each and every time I was attuned, I myself, I sincerely feel that each and every time I was attuned, it bumped up my own personal vibration. It just kind of ramped me up. And I had profound changes with each and every attunement. But it was something I wanted to experience on a personal level. Now, what got you into Reiki in the first place?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a physical therapist by background, so I've always been a hands-on healer. And in about 1994, friends of mine who were husband and wife took a Reiki class and asked me to babysit for their son, which I did, and then they practiced on me. And I was going through a very emotional experience myself at the time, and the Reiki had a very strong, profound effect for me. Mm-hmm. So I decided at that time that I wanted to pursue Reiki, just as you did, for my own personal healing. And that's what I did for my own emotional healing. However, very quickly, being a hands-on healer, giver, nurturer personality, I was very quickly drawn to using the Reiki with others, and gradually led along the Reiki path from Reiki level one for self-healing through the Reiki master teacher level where I am now. And
right.
It's been a very profound personal journey for me as well, using it for myself and for my personal healing through many significant trials and tribulations and challenges in my personal life, as well as the blessing that it's been sharing it with others.
Right.
As well. Yeah.
One thing I also mentioned with you was that prior to having the actual attunements myself, and I really got colds all the time. I picked up this and that and the other thing, and I wasn't the healthiest kid on the block, right? But then once I started getting the attunements, and then, of course, part of learning Reiki is actually doing it on yourself, and I got into the habit of just every night when I went to bed, I would just, you know, do Reiki on myself before I went to sleep. And I really have to say that I am so much more healthier now. I don't get colds. I don't get anything. It seems as though I'm very healthy. And I really feel that just having it for your own personal use, I just feel that it makes you a healthier person. Do you agree?
I totally agree. The attunements that you're mentioning are what you receive in the Reiki classes, and we can talk a little bit more about the
sure,
levels
we will, as
we go on. And each time it allows a higher frequency of energy to flow through you, and it helps to heal you first on the physical level, then on the underlying mental, emotional, and stress level, and then finally on the spiritual level, helping to bring you more to a place of balance so that you are healthier. And when you do get sick, as we are human beings, and that does happen, you're able to get the lesson quicker, and you're able to bring yourself back into balance quicker, back to a healthy state again.
Right, right. I think, and we certainly will get into what is Reiki, and we'll get into what attunements are for our listeners, but you know, the one thing that I was drawn to it most, and I guess that's mainly because, you know, you don't want to be inept at anything. At least I don't. And what I liked about it is it can do no harm. You can't hurt anyone with Reiki. You can't
Absolutely.
Do it wrong. And I thought, okay, good. I can't mess it up. This is the one for me.
Right.
So that's what
and,
I loved about it.
And that's what I always share with my students because it's so different than traditional by-the-book learning. And I always say there's no rules in this class because you can't fail a Reiki course. You can't do anything wrong as long as you're doing it with the intention of love and healing.
Sure.
It is always powerful and effective.
Exactly, and that's
and
what
it's
really,
always safe. At you know, for every for the tiniest little infant newborn, in the last weeks of pregnancy, to someone who is elderly or on a hospice program, it's safe at every point along the line because it's so gentle.
Exactly, and what I've noticed in personal experience is I can remember I had a neighbor that had thyroid cancer, and she knew that I was a Reiki master, and she asked if I would come down and do Reiki on her. Of course, as I said, for me it was a personal journey, and it's not anything that I, you know, nobody comes, I don't, like, book appointments and do Reiki mm-hmm. on people. I certainly don't teach people Reiki. It's more of a personal journey, but, you know, in this particular request, I honored it because I knew I can't do anything wrong. So I went down to do Reiki on her, and of course, I knew the hand placement and things like that. What fascinated me about that is when I was scanning her body, it was so interesting. She had on a cotton shirt. It was a cotton blouse, really, actually. And as I wasn't touching her, but as I was moving my hands down her, her shirt was indenting. But I wasn't touching her, but it looked just like I was touching her because her shirt was indenting every way, because it was a loose-fitting shirt. But yet when my hands were coming down, the shirt was going in, and I thought that was rather fascinating. So I'm sitting there going, do you see this? This is just so neat.
Well, the energy is very, very real.
It's very, very real.
It has properties, absolutely.
Right. Well, why don't you, for just a moment or two, first answer the question, what is Reiki? Where did it come from?
Sure. Reiki is a very gentle and very deeply relaxing, holistic hands-on healing session that was originally from Japan and now practiced everywhere in the world, including many major hospitals and cancer centers, hospice programs and such. It's basically considered an energy healing because everything alive is made up of energy. That's a proven fact. We all vibrate. So what happens during Reiki is that your body draws whatever energy that you are in need of to help bring you more to a place of balance. And when we are fully in balance, which is an ongoing process, our bodies are designed to heal naturally. So it is a very gentle and very natural balancing process. It is primarily used for stress management and personal growth, personal and spiritual growth
right.
and development.
And I'll go with that stress management because there are times when, you know, I've had a rough day and I'll go to bed and I'm wound up and I can feel the stress and I'll just, you know, do the symbols and I'll literally, you know, lay hands on myself to calm it. And inevitably I go off to sleep like a baby. So I say to you know, I have a couple of sisters that take sleeping pills, and I'm saying, listen, I've got the perfect thing for you.
Right.
I'll give you an attunement. I'll give you something where you don't need a pill because you can literally, you know, work on that stress level and just kind of relax yourself. So I can attest to that. Now, talk about the attunements. Like, what exactly are the attunements?
Well, the attunements are what you receive in the Reiki classes that allow the energy to flow through you. And I liken that to a rain gutter. We are all born with energy flowing through us. That's what keeps us alive. And sometimes through the process of our life and our life experience, as well as the fact that we're not taught to pay attention to our energy field in this culture, the rain gutter kind of gets clogged up with leaves. Such happens with our energy field as well. So what happens during an attunement is by working with a Reiki master directly in your energy field, we clear out the rain gutter, clear out your energy channel, so the energy can flow through you at a higher frequency.
So more or less everyone's wired for Reiki.
Everyone can do Reiki because we are all energetic beings and we all have energy flowing through us.
Right, but the attunements just more or less align you so that the energy flows much clearer.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that a higher frequency of energy can flow through you.
Okay.
And each level of class that you go through attunes you to a higher and higher frequency that will help heal you so that you can thus help heal others on a specific level.
Right. Well, Ricky, I know that I heard a beep, and that generally means that we have a caller. So if you don't mind, I'm going to put the conversation on hold for a second. Going to
sure.
check out who's calling into the show. So who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, it's Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I just wanted a numerology reading.
Oh, my dear sweetheart, I wish I could do a numerology reading for you, but I'll tell you what. My guest this evening is a Reiki master, and we're kind of talking about Reiki tonight, but next week on the 30th, the whole show is devoted to me doing readings for people. So
okay.
if you want to email me and send me your name and your date of birth, and
okay.
I'll get your chart ready, and I'll be happy to do a numerology reading for you next week, okay?
Okay, what's your email address?
You can email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome, honey. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. All right, so anyhow, getting back to our subject, you know, one thing that I, the attunements, I often wondered, like, going through the process, could someone just turn on their Reiki without getting attunements?
I think there are some people that naturally are connected to the Reiki energy.
Right.
But most people, especially in our culture here, since we are, again, not generally taught to pay attention to our energy field,
mm-hmm.
need to learn a little bit more about that and need to learn how to do that with a conscious intent of love and healing.
Sure.
Part of what makes this form of Reiki, which is called Usui Reiki, Mikayo Usui was the founder of this original pure form of Reiki.
Sure.
And part of what makes this unique is that it is passed on directly from Reiki master to student.
Right.
And so each student can directly trace their lineage right back to Dr. Usui.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's very special and very powerful as well.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I feel that with each attunement that it also, like, it's kind of interesting that you say clear out the gutter, okay? Because I told you that my experiences with each attunement was really rather bizarre. The first attunement, they warned us, and they said that they actually, where I got the first attunement was on a cruise. It was a spiritual, kind of like a flotilla. It was a
okay.
spiritual Sea Angels cruise. And part of the cruise was there was Reiki classes. There was certainly all different modalities of healing, psychic workshops, mediumship channeling. So it was just kind of like a floating university. And we all had the opportunity to take various different classes. So I got my first attunement on going to classes and getting it on the cruise. And they didn't do the attunement until the last day. Because they didn't want anyone to have any of the side effects of having an attunement. Obviously, you are being attuned. Some of us may have to work through some toxic issues. I could not believe it because I was probably the only one on the whole cruise that was in the bathroom, and I was just like, it was like I was purging my body. It was the most bizarre thing because I was totally healthy the whole cruise, but then after the attunement, there's a lot of purging going on. And then I also experienced, as I told you, on two separate occasions with two different attunements, different strange things that happened to my heart. One was hearing my heartbeat in my ear for the longest time, and then the second one was actually put my heart rhythm out of balance, both directly related to attunements. Now, given the fact that I'm a reader, and I'm fairly certain that I read from my heart, meaning I use my heart chakra to, you know, bring through what I bring through in numerology, it kind of made sense to me that I had to seat the energy, meaning I had received this change in my vibration, and my body had to get used to that vibration, and that was perhaps where physically, for some strange unknown reason, I personally had some side effects to getting attunements. I'm sure that that's bizarre and unusual, but then again, that's me. I'm bizarre and unusual. But even with I got to say, Ricky, I got to say, even with that attunement you did, with that healing session you did, I'm telling you, I literally, I think it was Friday, I was definitely in one of those purge deals, let me tell you. I said, oh, my God, this is the Reiki.
Well, I'm really not that surprised, Allison, honestly.
Why not, Ricky?
Well, it had been a while since you had had a full Reiki session, and even though you do self-healing, it is different to totally open and receive. Okay. So self-healing is wonderful, but receiving from another practitioner works on a whole different level.
All right, you kicked my butt.
No, I'm trying to say it gently.
All right, I'm just trying to say it as nice as possible. You kicked my butt. But
session,
it's all good because I know that it's for my highest and greatest good.
That's
and I know
right.
that it was working through some issues and perhaps, you know, different things that my body needed to put me back in alignment. And, of course, you know, as I kind of seated myself with that healing, you know, as every day went by, I felt I was definitely in a wonderful place of peace and joy and happiness. I mean, certainly emotionally, I was in a really good mood.
That's great.
This
sometimes
is my body.
From a Reiki session like you had, things will process and release, but it's only the things that you don't need anymore
right.
that are no longer for your highest good and greatest joy.
Sure, sure.
If you feel it at all, not everyone does, it usually lasts no more than 2 or 3 days at the
sure.
most.
Mm-hmm.
Because each session that you receive takes 2 or 3 days to fully process through you.
Sure.
Now, the attunements in the class are like a really, really strong dose of Reiki. And they take much longer to process through you.
Yuck.
So changes can occur on many levels, and it's a very individualized process.
Right.
It can be healing things even from the past, from a long time ago,
sure.
brings it to the surface for the purpose of release and healing
mm-hmm.
so that you can move forward in a healthier way.
Right, right.
So, again, it's always for your highest good. It's always very individualized.
Sure.
So no two people's experiences are the same.
Right.
And your experience is different each time.
Right, but I do want a precursor that I, again, say to the listening audience, I am a little bizarre, okay? And, you know,
love that about you.
I mean, I'm a reader. I'm a numerologist. My head is in the clouds 99% of the time. I'm a psychic. I get mediumship. I have all kinds of spiritual stuff that goes on with me. And so I know that I'm not the norm. But I know it took me a good 6 months to seat the energy in the second attunement and 6 months to seat the energy in the third, the final Reiki Master.
And that's very common. Each attunement was very, very profound.
I mean, I found it just a marvelous, the attunement itself was just such a spiritual experience. And truly, I know that myself, that it made me better at what I do. It made me a better person. It made me a better numerologist. It made me a better friend. It made me a better mother, a daughter, sister. You know, on every level, it really made me, it raised my vibration, but it also just kind of made me a better person. So I think that single-handedly, the most important thing that a person can do is to honor, you know, and maybe get an attunement and at least give it a try, because I think it, and there's a lot of people out there that are readers, that whether they're doing, you know, angel card readings or mediumship or psychic, this is really a beautiful tool to add to your arsenal of things that you use to help your clients. It also is going to bump up your psychic ability. I'm sorry, but it does. Because it's raising
yeah.
your vibration. So obviously your psychic ability is enhanced when you have a Reiki attunement. So I think on so many levels, it's such a positive and wonderful gift that you can give to yourself. That's what I think personally, okay? I don't mean to jump
right.
in on your bandwagon.
No, that's I totally agree with everything that you just had to say. And it is primarily for yourself, and it will blend with whatever other skills or treatments that you're having for yourself, whether they be other complementary and alternative medicine treatments or even traditional Western medicine. It just augments everything else that you're doing.
Right.
And as mentioned, it's just very safe and gentle as well.
Right. And I love As a matter of fact, jumping up and down with joy, love, that much I love it is, did I stress, did I say it, that I love it, is the Reiki for kids. Because, you know, my granddaughter saw me doing Reiki on her mom one day and asked me what it was, so I explained it all to her. And it was so beautiful that the next time that my daughter had a migraine, Madison just went up and put her hands on her mom's head and kind of, like, I'll do Reiki on you, Mom. And kids actually, you know, if you just allow them and teach them, this could be a wonderful thing for them as well. And they're so open to it. And I think it's a beautiful thing to teach children this. So how's that going for you, your classes for children?
Yes, and that's a relatively newer venture for me. I've taught two Reiki Kids classes now, and I originally was setting the ages for about 8 to 13. However, in the first class I had a 6-year-old, and the second class I had a 7-year-old, and they were both definitely ready. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, kids are very open to this. They're very connected on the spiritual level before they are socialized out of that. And so this is very natural for them. And they're getting lots of information, and their healing skills are very strong for that age and that level. They actually receive a regular Reiki 1 attunement in the Reiki Kids class. And, of course, we make all the activities be more kid-friendly with a lot of arts and crafts activities. We
sure.
trace their bodies and have them artistically create their energy fields on there, and it's a beautiful thing. They do meditation with the dolphins, and they're really enjoying it, and they're sharing it with their parents,
sure,
which is very cool.
And the reason why they're open to it is because nobody's told them it's not possible. Because I think
right.
that as we, you know, as we are brought up, or yeah, I guess I have to take my own personal experience and being the fact that I was born in 1953. Okay, so that's a long time ago, a traditional Catholic upbringing. We were not the healers. The healers were other people. It was never us. So this was nothing that we had. It was things that other people, the priests or the nuns or whatever. And also, quite often, people put healers to doctors and not to a hands-on healer. And so, you know, but if you're, as a child, if you're taught that this is, you know, they have no reason to believe it's not possible. And I think that one of the key ingredients to doing anything is to believe it is possible, set that intention to heal. And in its purest form, that's when the purest healing happens. And so I think it's a beautiful thing to tell children you can do hands-on healing.
That's
and,
right. And the first thing they do when they get a boo-boo is they grab it with their hands. It's a very natural thing to do. People have been healing with their hands as long as there's been people. There is nothing new or new age about this.
No,
it's just bringing that conscious, loving, healing intention back to it.
Sure. I think another concept that I like about healing, and I was discussing this with one of my Reiki master friends, is that you can actually send Reiki ahead in time. Let's say you may have a difficult situation. Perhaps you're going to meet with relatives and there's some sort of conflict, and you want to send Reiki ahead to that moment in time when this particular meeting is, so that will be present to kind of help in some way to resolve the situation. Or you can send it back in time to maybe when the problem began. Let's say an argument ensued and somebody hasn't been speaking to you for years, so you can send Reiki back in time to that moment in time to heal the, and you know, the people involved during that time. And I loved that particular concept. And I actually tried that out once, and I'll tell you how. My sister was traveling from New York to Pennsylvania to visit me, and there's a particular section of the road on 81 that caused her a tremendous amount of anxiety. And this all stems from our childhood, where we had an accident where our car almost went off a ravine and into a river. And they actually had to rescue 6 kids out of the back of a car while holding the car onto the guardrails so it wouldn't go over. So it was a very traumatic time for us. And I was fairly certain that this is why this particular strip of road caused so much anxiety for her. So prior to her coming, I sent Reiki to that strip of road to be there present for her as she drove through it to calm her and to, you know, relax her. And really what happened is she arrived and she said, oh, my God. I had driven past that, didn't even notice it, and then I was past it and I realized, oh, my God, I didn't get upset. I didn't even know I was driving through it. And so it actually did work in that particular instance for her.
Yes, distance healing is very powerful. It is something that you learn in Reiki Level 2. And it goes with the premise that there is no time and space in the energy realm where we are working. So you learn to send Reiki anywhere at any time. So even if something is going on now, let's say someone's in the hospital and you can't be with them, or your child's getting on the school bus for the first time and you can't physically be with them, you have a gentle, loving tool right in your hands to be able to send healing to that person or to that situation. And like you said, you can send it back in time. You can even send it to yourself back in time. If you went through a traumatic period in your own childhood, you can send healing that will hopefully help you feel better in your life now. Or like you said, you can send it ahead in time to a situation that you know might be stressful for yourself or for someone else. It is just such a practical, useful, easy tool to use.
Right. And it clearly, as I said, you know, being the type of individual that, you know, I like to see clear cases where I know that something really worked, you know. And it's not that I don't believe in Reiki, because I do, but I just get really excited when I just see really profound results. And that's what really, you know, and I know that I was drawn to Reiki for a very specific reason. I mean, a long time ago, someone said to me that I was a natural-born hands-on healer. And I remember looking down and looking at my hands and thought, and almost being in tears, because I thought, well, if I'm a hands-on healer, I never knew that, then all this waste of time in my life where I didn't heal people, and I felt bad that I had wasted time. So that's what made me say, okay, now I've got to kind of find what type of healing am I drawn to? And there's so many modalities of healing. And like I say, as soon as I read the words can do no harm, I said, okay, I can't mess that one up, so that must be the one for me. So
right,
you know,
and it happened for you in exactly the right timing, because you needed every life experience that you had to lead you to that point to be ready in that moment. So
exactly.
There was no waste in time. There is no such thing.
Oh, I know. I know that now, but at the time I felt like, oh my God, I've wasted all this time. But then I began to realize on more than one level that healing comes in so many different ways, and out being an expert in numerology and using numerology as a healing tool, I realized that my ability as a healer was very profound with numerology, for being able to help people heal, perhaps when they're not balanced with their own personal energy. And it's interesting to me that you know, you come out and you say, we are all energy. And really, numerology just stands right by you and validates that, because we are, all of us are individuals. We all have our own individual energy, and numerology just clearly states, what is your energy? It tells you exactly what it is. And it really can be defined by numbers, okay? So it's interesting, you know, again, you know, all the concepts of Reiki, and then I realized that numerology was my tool to heal. But I love the fact that if I have a client, like I had one client one time whose the mother had, it was some sort of a viral or bacterial infection in the lungs that was very difficult to overcome. And she was having a great deal of difficulty breathing. And her daughter had arranged for a numerology reading, but at the moment, you know, all I could think of is, well, I need to do some long-distance Reiki on this particular person. So I kind of walked her through, you know, a meditation with me, and then I told her that I was going to be doing some long-distance Reiki, and then I just kind of did that, and then I went into the numerology reading. When it was all said and done, she was breathing so much easier by the end of the reading, and then I got an email probably 2 days later that how incredibly much she had improved since that day, you know, just in that moment in time. So I love the fact that I have a tool that at times I can incorporate when I have a client in front of me that very obviously is in need, you know, and I love that. So
that's beautiful, and she probably was more open to accepting what you had to share with her once she was feeling a little better, I'm sure. So
sure.
It was a nice blend.
So what stories? I mean, if you could, I mean, not to necessarily to name names, but I'm sure that given the career that you've had, I'm sure that you have had some miraculous recoveries or miraculous things happen by virtue of you, because you are, in every sense of the word, a very powerful healer. I know that because I know what you did to me. Okay.
Thank you.
Because I'm still reading.
Well,
but what stories, what can you describe?
Well, there's been, you know, lots and lots of stories. I had an incident, and I would like to just preface this by saying that these are individual stories, and I can never promise or guarantee what's going to happen for anybody's individual personal session.
Sure.
But I do believe that anything is possible. I just recently saw a client who I've seen for many years, and she came limping into the room. She could barely put pressure on one leg, and I said, oh my goodness, what happened? And she said, I just came from the orthopedist, and he's pretty sure I have a slipped disc. She was waiting for the MRI. Usually we sit and talk a little bit before the session, but she couldn't sit down at all, so I just got her laying on the table right away. Took her through the Reiki session, spending a lot of focus time on that area, sending a lot of Reiki there. It felt very powerful to me, but you never know for sure what's going to happen.
Sure.
So usually when a session is finished, I give a person a couple minutes to themselves and then come back into the room, but I wanted her to wait for me so that I could help her get up. Well, the next thing I know, there she was walking to the door of the treatment room, putting equal weight on both legs, able to sit down in the chair, bent over, put her shoe on, and tied it without any pain.
Right.
So that was pretty miraculous to me, and she was ecstatic, to say the least.
I would say, yeah.
So that's something, you know, very physical that we were able to see right away.
Right. And what your point is, and if you don't mind my, you know, seeing if I can follow that, is that Reiki, you can lay your hands on someone to do Reiki, and perhaps they came to you for a physical ailment, you know, such as a slip disc or something along those lines. But Reiki will go where it's most needed. So let's say a person may have a physical ailment, but it needs to be healed on an emotional level or a spiritual level, or there may be something that's far more important in the physical body that needs healing. And so the Reiki will go to that particular issue rather than, and so that's why there's never an actual guarantee that, you know, if you've got a physical ailment, that the Reiki is actually going to go to the physical ailment, that sometimes it goes to a different level. Would that be a correct?
Right. That is very true. Reiki will do whatever is in your best and highest good. And sometimes if the physical ailment is a message from your body of something that you need to pay attention to in your life, then what the Reiki will do will bring that thing to your attention.
Sure.
Because it wouldn't necessarily be in your best and highest good just to take the pain away.
Sure.
Because then you wouldn't learn whatever it is you need to learn.
Sure.
So once you can pay attention to that area of your life or follow the message of your body, then the pain can be alleviated.
Right.
So,
and most people,
you know, yes, go ahead.
Well, most people don't embrace the idea that what goes on with ourselves physically originated in perhaps an emotional trauma or perhaps, you know, something more spiritually related, and that's where the physical manifestation comes out. So sometimes going to that level to heal is where the healing is needed.
Absolutely. And, of course, stress probably underlies 90-some% of doctor visits.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
okay, well, we got a beep, so let's see who's calling. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison. It's Kim from Maryland. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I can't complain. Thank you. Just wanted to ask a question, Allison.
Sure.
Can with the Reiki healing, can you send, you know, can you do that to yourself, or
yes,
can you send Reiki
I can.
To you?
Absolutely. The first thing you learn in your Reiki Level 1 class is self-healing, because that is always the first step in healing. So you have a tool right in your own hands to be able to use on yourself to help balance and calm yourself, to help you sleep, to help if you have some pain issues or digestive issues. It's
okay.
A very wonderful tool to have in your hands, and that is the first thing you will learn. You also learn the basics to start putting your hands on others in a Reiki 1 class so that you do leave ready to do Reiki. But I always ask my students for the first 3 weeks while that Reiki 1 attunement is processing through you to just focus on your own self-healing, because that's a real gift to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well, yeah, because I do have some health issues, and, yeah, maybe I'll start with myself then.
That's a good
place
to start.
That is the best place to start. And what I would recommend if you have not experienced Reiki is to maybe choose that same person who you're thinking of for your teacher and have her give you a Reiki session, because it's really important that you feel safe and connected with who
mm-hmm.
you decide to have as your teacher. Because it is energy work, and connection is part of it.
That's a good
okay,
good
well, point. I have, not for myself experienced it, but for my pet, I have, gave healing to my cat. She had some issues going on because she's old, 13 years old, and
yeah.
I did send her healing because she was limping, I don't know, gosh, for months, and I did that faithfully 2 to 3 times a day, and I tell you, within a week or less than a week, she wasn't limping anymore, so I definitely know it works.
Well, there
yeah,
you go.
Pets are very sensitive, and I think especially cats.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay.
She didn't like it. She would run.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, thank
you.
Thanks, Kim, for calling in.
You're welcome.
You.
Have a good night.
You
bye-bye.
Too, honey. All right. You know, just recently, my dog Pepper, as a matter of fact, I took her to the vet this morning, but she has seizures, and so I was talking to a client on the phone, and then all of a sudden I saw her get up, and I saw her going through the usual, they get a look in their eyes, and they start acting a little weird, and I thought, oh, gosh, she's going to have a seizure. So I let my client go, and I went right over to her, and just as I got to her, she went into the seizure, and so I really quickly, put the Reiki on her and to just kind of pull her out of it or see if it would help. And it was just within a matter of seconds, she was just fine, And so I think that pets are very sensitive, although I will say they can be a little bit persnickety about you doing Reiki on them, They definitely will get up and walk away like, never mind.
They know when they are done and they've had enough, and they don't need as much as a person does. I have 3 cats myself, and one of my cats developed a raging urinary tract infection, which can be actually deadly in cats, and went through the traditional route through the veterinarian of having antibiotics, and he was not getting any better. So they had to take him off antibiotics for 10 days so they could do a culture. So I decided to Reiki him like crazy during those 10 days, and by the time I took him back, they didn't even need to do the culture.
Wonderful.
So he didn't need any more medication. And
wonderful.
So it is a very powerful, wonderful tool to have.
Right. Once again, I just want to remind everyone that Reiki has a website. It's Reiki by Reiki, RekiByRickie.com. And you can go there and certainly read about her and also the contact information. And if you have any questions, certainly I'm sure that you would be happy to answer some questions. Also, for those of you living in the Harrisburg area or even in southeastern Pennsylvania, you can contact Reiki for sessions, but also she is a regular at the Alta View Wellness Center, and they offer a tremendous variety of alternative therapies there at the Alta View Wellness Center. And that website is www.altaviewwellnesscenter.com. And I'm sure that information is on your website as well, right, Reiki?
Yes, it is. And okay. I would also like to mention, in light of your cousin Sheila, that anyone who contacts me from this show to schedule a session, I will make a donation to Sheila from that session.
Right. Now, you could do long-distance Reiki, like for anybody across the United States, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
so
and that is something, I know there are some healers that charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. So if you have a healing request, I send healing every night before I go to bed,
yeah.
And I would be happy to send some long-distance healing. So just
send
me
wonderful.
A little email, and that's something I just do as a service.
That's really
the
wonderful.
Other thing that I do as a way to give back, if anyone is in the Harrisburg area and is undergoing treatment for cancer or on a hospice program, I offer a free 30-minute session per month as long as you are on treatment.
Well, aren't you just a beautiful soul? And that's number one.
It
I am.
Right.
I'm very, very, very grateful for what you said about Sheila, and trust me, I thank you for that. But one other thing I do want to say is that I've known Ricky for quite a while now. I met her on the Susan Duvall's cruise. That was the first time we met, I'm pretty sure. But I've also been following her on Facebook, and really, for me, I always resonate to someone that has a beautiful heart. I always resonate to someone who has genuine compassion, who genuinely wants to help people, who is authentic and just beautiful soul. And I have to say, Ricky, that this is something about you that has truly impressed me. Just a quality person all the way around. And there's a lot of people that talk the talk but they don't walk the walk. And you walk the walk. You know, just by what you just said, where, you know, it's like if you've got a problem, email me and I'll put you... When I go, I'll do Reiki before I go to bed at night for you, and that's a beautiful thing. And I just want you to know that I truly appreciate that about you.
Thank you very much, Allison. Integrity is really important to me. And, you know, part of the path of Reiki as you move forward into the spiritual level of Reiki is not just doing Reiki, but living Reiki,
mm-hmm.
living by the Reiki healing principles, and being the Reiki. And
sure.
That's why it kind of makes me laugh when people get mixed up and go to call my name and call me Reiki instead of Ricky. And and I always say it doesn't matter because it's really all one and the same. And I really
sure.
believe that.
Sure. Well, it's kind of hard putting those two words together. I thought, oh, I'm going to mess that up at least three times. And I think I did. So, hey, good call.
Well, I don't think my parents knew what they were doing, but I really do think Ricky was a wake-up call to my purpose.
Well, I think that's really wonderful, and I know that you do such good work. I really do, and as I said, for anyone that's listening, you know, we've talked to a lot of people about a lot of different things, but I think that one of the most important things that you can do for yourself and your loved ones is to actually attend, you know, a Reiki class and get some attunements, whether it's Reiki 1 or Reiki 2, and you can stop there. But that allows you to heal yourself and your children, your pets, your family. It clears that channel, and it just, you know, it makes you, you know, gives you some tools that you can use. And I think in today's age, you know, the stress level, the fear, the uncertainty, this would be a wonderful tool for all of us to have. So I just truly, truly do recommend anyone that's listening. If we struck a chord with you at all tonight, you know, look it up on the internet, find yourself a Reiki teacher, and do this for yourself, because I think it's one of the most single most important things that I did for myself. Now, Ricky, I hate to say it, but didn't time fly? It's like it's
it really
over.
Did.
And it wasn't so hard. Now, was it? It's just like hanging out.
It's wonderful. Thank you, Allison. I really appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to bring Reiki more to the forefront, because that's a part of my mission in the world, is to help educate people and dispel some of the misnotions that are out and about Reiki, to help them learn the truth.
Right. Well, let me tell you that Reiki will be mainstream, and it will be considered to be as normal a treatment for someone as anything else. So So you're just part of a movement here, sweetheart, and just keep doing the good work. And thank you so much, Ricky, for coming on the show. Appreciate you. You come
thank
back and
you,
see
Allison.
Us again, okay, sweetie?
Namaste, my dear.
Namaste to you too, dear. All right, everyone, our time is up, and I'll be back again next week. I'm going to be doing readings, so email me if you want a reading. I'll be on for the full 60 minutes doing readings next week. So in the meantime, y'all have a wonderful week, and as always, I'm wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.